Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Chris Evans is on a phone line. Chris, this is John Williams. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm great, John. How are you?
Good. You're all over the place, man. I'm reading the front page of CNN.com right now. Here's what it says. A new mural of former First Lady Michelle Obama painted on a building in the Chicago neighborhood where she lived as a child and remains popular, but seemed like an innocuous project. But the mural by Chicago artist Chris Devens has sparked intense debate, not for the usual political reasons. Shortly after Devens finished the mural last Friday, criticism began bubbling up online. People accused him of copying the image from Rhode Island artist Jalila Mesfin, who has posted a nearly identical portrait of Michelle Obama on Instagram last year. So, Chris, what happened here?
Well, first off, I'd like to say I was acting. My original intent was to put up something, and I wanted to put a mural up. It's across the street from an elementary school that she attended as a child, you know. So my original intent was just I wanted to just put up a mural to serve as inspiration for the young ladies on Chicago South Side and young ladies everywhere, you know, to implore them to be all they can be. So, yes, I was, you know, intrigued by the idea of presenting Miss Obama. I had noticed myself. I felt like she had looked. There's an Egyptian queen called the Queen of Ty, T-I-Y-E, and that was kind of what got me going down that road of just, you know, looking into portraying her in that fashion as the Queen of Ty.
But clearly, you took the image that somebody else did and repainted it, right? I don't even know that. I'm not being critical of that. I'm just trying to figure out. It's not a coincidence that the images are so similar, right?
No, there's not a coincidence that the images are so similar at all, sir. I was very inspired by an image I found online, and I tried to find the source of the image. I tried to source it back. At the time, I wasn't familiar with reverse image search, which I am now familiar with because people have told me about it after the fact.
Oh, yeah.
But absolutely. I was definitely inspired by that beautiful image. I felt that it was the right place. It was the right image for the place and at the right time. I thought it would be served, you know, as a very inspirational piece. Absolutely.
You're being sued, though, right?
No, I have not been sued. No, I'm not being sued.
Pardon me. That's my mistake. I thought you were. I know that people are being critical of you for appropriating that image, but there's no suit of any kind. Nobody's got a lawyer in your ear about this thing.
Well, there are, you know, various, go ahead. Nobody has sued me. Yes, no, there's been no lawsuit.
Okay.
However, there have been some discussions, you know, I was contacted by an attorney, absolutely, from the other side.
Well, what's the law say about that? Has anybody counseled you on this? Because at the beginning of the show, I said, if I saw the Mona Lisa and painted it on the side of a building in Chicago, maybe there's a time parameter here, but it would seem to me like that ought to be okay. Maybe I have to credit Leonardo da Vinci. Maybe that's the issue. Has anybody given you any legal advice on if, in fact, you can do what you did?
Well, the professionals in my field told me, you know, that this type of appropriation is part of the game of art. It goes on all the time. And to just credit and move on, because the original intent was a beautiful one.
So credit and move on. Credit
and move on. That's right, which I did immediately. Yes, sir.
So does her name appear, the original artist, now on this mural in Chicago?
Well, I know. We haven't had a chance to go over there and do that. But Okay, the mural was finished on Friday, which was the 21st at about 5 p.m. And by 10 p.m. that night, because of the, a story came out, and then I found out who the image belonged to, and I immediately credited her. Immediately, I have the tweets, copies of them, where I credited her immediately.
Sure.
At 10 p.m.
Okay.
Then I also found out. Go ahead, sir.
Well, so you've digitally credited her. I don't know if you need to then somewhere off to the side of it say, something that indicates that this is a representation of her original work, her name needs to appear there or whatever. Do that too.
That would be that's not a problem with me. That would be fine with me. Yes.
So,
I was actually doing this in what I call my capacity as a placemaker. I wasn't really didn't see myself as the artist in this point of view. I felt that I was presenting something wonderful and didn't quite know at the time the source. But
I'm trying to think of other instances of this where somebody, I can take the farmer and his wife, or I'm just thinking of famous portraits or pictures. I ought to be able to make duplicates of them. And I don't think I even have to give anybody any money as long as it's clear that I'm not representing it as the original. When I get to be king, I think that's how I'm going to rule on this. I'm not king yet. But this picture of Michelle Obama's queen is just gorgeous. And the work you did is, I think, it's profound. It's not only a really striking, strong, beautiful image, but I think it's also beautifully done. I haven't driven by it yet. I'm just looking at photographs of it, and I think it's fantastic.
Well, that's right, John. I did my best to present it her in the most beautiful light as I could.
Yeah.
And that's why, and I would like to say that the original work by the artist, I thought it was incredible, and I did my best to present it in the best way possible. Exactly, and I didn't take credit for it. As I said, I meant to just present it to serve as an inspiration to the young ladies on the South Side who live right there across the street. Also, I believe a lot of this probably started with a misquote in the original article about it, where it appeared that I was attempting to take credit for it. But what I meant in the article is that I was, of all the photos I had looked at and all the images I had looked at, I chose that one as the best depiction of the first lady I had ever seen, especially one to appeal to children. I looked at it and thought some of these other images are very mature. This one, I think, would appeal to the kids the most.
Yeah.
And that's why that's what happened.
So is this what you do, Chris? I'm reading on your bio, Chris. It says, Chris Devens is an artist urban planner who creates outdoor art exhibits designed to attract tourists and increase community pride. I think you've scored in both of those. So do you have another project in mind? Are you working on a Steve Bertrand or something like that? Is there somebody else you're thinking about painting?
Well, yes. Well, right. My next project coming up is I have a Nat King Cole mural on 43rd and King Drive in Chicago that's gotten pretty popular.
Oh, no kidding.
And it needs some repair, so that's my very next project, is I'm going to restore that to a pristine condition. That's right. What I do is I just put up heroes of our community to serve as inspiration for the kids on the South Side. That's all I'm about. And I didn't mean to step on anybody's toes. And, it's all a positive filled with love as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I'm on your side, Chris Devens. Keep doing what you do. Just be careful out there, okay?
I will definitely be more careful, John. I really appreciate it. I've taken it from you. I certainly will.
You've got a GoFundMe page, too. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, so if I go to GoFundMe.com, what's the best word search for you?
Well, if you wanted to, I don't really want any more money for this mural, but, I had some money for the Nat King Cole mural repair.
Yeah,
would be the best words to search. Chris Devens, Nat King Cole mural repair.
All right.
But, as far as this goes, I don't need any more money. That money has been raised, and most of my donors have stood by me, so I think we're pretty much done. I don't really need any more money on this one.
Stay well. Let's talk again, okay, Chris?
Yes, sir, John. Thank you.
It's Chris Devens. taking a pass on the Steve Bertrand opportunity there.
He didn't even consider it, really, did he?
Sort of went right by him, and I think that's maybe because you're not a hero of his community. Or
maybe too big of a hero, John.
Maybe that's
take that on.
There's not enough paint in the world to capture Steve Bertrand.